AFR On Demand is brought to you by Old River Trucks. New, pre-owned, rentals, parts, and service. Old River Trucks, we work harder. Learn more, oldrivertrucks.com.
Love talking college football with Joe Lisi. Thanks for the time, man. How are you?
Hey, Matt. I love the show. Can't wait for another great weekend of college football.
Man, you know what's interesting about it, though, Joe? There's only two games on the docket between ranked teams. You look at it on its face and you say, not really a great weekend. But in November, typically these are the weekends where you might see that big upset. We'll get into particular games, but if I had to ask you, which team, which favorite this weekend is in jeopardy of the outright upset? Who do you think it is?
That's an interesting question. I would say out of the top four, the two that I would put on upset alert, Matt, would be Clemson and Michigan overall, although I do feel Mississippi State might play Alabama very tough. And then an upset in the SEC, I like Georgia over Auburn. I think the number ninth-ranked Auburn Tigers are an upset alert in the SEC's oldest rivalry game this Saturday.
We'll get into that one in particular. Let's talk about the two games that pair ranked teams. One of them involves LSU going to Arkansas. Big question, Joe, is about the hangover effect after LSU empties the tank against Alabama. Do you think LSU ends this streak of two consecutive losses to Arkansas tomorrow in Fayetteville?
I do. I expect LSU to take out their frustrations on the Arkansas Razorbacks. I know the weather might be an issue. I heard it might be in the low 30s. I don't think it matters. Matt, they have to get Trayvon Doral and Malachi Dupree involved in the offense. To think that both of these players combined have 51 total receptions and only three touchdowns is mind-boggling. And how about getting Leonard Fournette involved in the screen game as well? I expect LSU to dominate this game defensively as well. Arkansas is allowing 198 rushing yards per game, and they're one-dimensional, only rushing for 160 yards on the ground. I think Arden Key and that defensive front seven get healthy this coming Saturday in Fayetteville, and I'm calling for a 45-24 LSU Tiger victory in Arkansas this coming Saturday.
That would buck a trend of low-scoring games that we've seen recently in this rivalry. Southern Cal is at Washington, Joe. That's the other matchup of ranked teams, number 20 USC at number 4 Washington. When I asked you for an upset, you didn't mention the Huskies, so I'm guessing you think that that Washington takes care of business tomorrow at home.
Yeah, when I break this game down for me, Matt, it comes down to the Washington defense going up against Sam Darnold, the redshirt freshman quarterback for USC. He's going to have to read coverage. This is a very physical defensive front seven that is opportunistic. They're plus 15 in turnover margin. They're holding opposing offenses to 29% on third down conversions, and they have 27 sacks on the year. He's going to have to break down coverage and, more importantly, pick up blitz from the edge. And that's the one thing I think when I look at this matchup, I give the edge to Washington. And then they have big play wide receivers led by John Ross that I expect to exploit the USC secondary. And I really think that Washington wins this matchup by about 17 to 20 points at home in Seattle. I think Washington has way too much physicality for the Trojans on the road.
Joe, you said Michigan is on upset alert. They're at Iowa. Iowa's been a disappointing team this year. Why are the Wolverines on upset alert?
I just feel that Iowa's played so bad this year, and last week on the road in Happy Valley, they only rushed for 30 yards on the ground against Penn State, and they haven't stepped up in big ball games, but it is a prime-time affair. Throw statistics out the window. The one thing I look at when I look at this matchup is the defensive secondary led by Desmond King going up against Wilton Speed. I think that they can force Michigan into methodically working down the field and getting them into a low-scoring game. They're going to have to run the football with Wadley and Daniels. They're running backs. They're only averaging about 160 yards on the ground this year. But I think that Kirk Ferentz will have this team ready in a primetime game. Iowa's always a difficult place to play, and I do think that they can strike the upset against Michigan this coming Saturday.
Do you think they will?
I think they'll be in a position. I mean, I think that Iowa could be in a position. I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game, 17 to 13 in that area. And I think C.J. Beathard will have an opportunity to pull off the upset. I mean, I think they'll be in a position. Whether they do that or not, it remains to be seen. But I do feel that Iowa will have the opportunity to knock off the Wolverines this coming Saturday.
Joe Lisi's with us, GoForTheTwo.com. You can follow him on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. Another team that you mentioned might be on upset alert is Clemson. In Death Valley hosting Pitt, what about this matchup makes it questionable for you, Joe?
Well, Deshaun Watson got hurt last week with his shoulder. How hurt is he in this ballgame remains to be seen. He is playing in this matchup. I think when you look at Pitt's offense overall, they're averaging 37 points per game, but they can run the football with James Conner. I think that's the one thing that Clemson can struggle with in terms of balanced teams. So I think when you look at this matchup against Pittsburgh overall, Pitt has to get into a slow, low-scoring game with Clemson. They've struggled getting into shootouts recently. Teams like Virginia Tech, teams like North Carolina, they can't beat teams like that, and Clemson's built that way as well. I think they're going to have to run the football and get into a low-scoring affair. I think they could do that on the road, and coupling with the fact of Deshaun Watson's help in this battle, I'd put Clemson on upset alert this coming Saturday.
Joe, we'll talk about the SEC schedule here in just a quick second, but two more contenders that I wanted to ask about. Baylor is at Oklahoma, and for all intents and purposes, an Oklahoma loss would eliminate the Big 12 from college football playoff contention. Can Baylor go on the road and pull the upset in an 11 a.m. Central Time kickoff?
They can. They did it a couple of years ago, and they dominated Oklahoma in Norman a couple of years ago. Where's the mindset of this team, though, coming off a dismantling at home to TCU last week? That's the one concern I have of Baylor heading into this battle. Along with the coaching perspective, Jim Grobe on the road in Norman, I give the edge to Oklahoma. The one thing that Baylor can do is they can exploit Oklahoma's defense. Their secondary, Matt, is one of the worst in college football. They're giving up around 320 yards per game. That's one of the worst secondaries that Bob Stoops has had in recent years. So, again, I think that's Baylor's M.O. to pull off the upset. If they have to get into a rhythm early and they have to put the pressure on Baker Mayfield. But I just don't think they could do it on the road with Jim Grobe. This team doesn't show the mindset this year. And coming off of adversity, I don't see it happening this coming Saturday in Norman.
Possible trap game for Ohio State going on the road to Maryland?
No, I was wrong on Ohio State last week. I thought Nebraska would play much better. But after watching Maryland against Michigan last week, not sold on the quarterback position for the Terps. And I think JT Barrett and that offense will get clicking. I think they dominate the Terps on the road this coming weekend.
Couple of more minutes here with Joe Lisi. GoForTheTwo.com. Love talking college football with Joe. Let's talk about some of the SEC games. We already talked about LSU. Now, you mentioned that Mississippi State may raise up and play Alabama tough. Why?
I just feel the emotional letdown. I mean, Alabama played a very hard-fought game, and coming off the emotional victory in Baton Rouge, they now come back home. Calvin Ridley's banged up. The loss of Eddie Jackson, I think, will affect this team in this coming game. And this is a gutty Mississippi State team. They pulled off the upset last week at home against Texas A&M after Trevor Knight got hurt. I feel this team will be up in this matchup. Alabama's dominated the series since 2011. They're 5-0 over Mississippi State by 18 points per game. But I'm looking for the hangover effect with Alabama as opposed to LSU. Jalen Hurts is a freshman. And I just think that Dan Mullen is a gutty coach. They have playmakers like Fred Ross at the wide receiver position. And Nick Fitzgerald has progressed over the last couple of weeks since that BYU game. So I think they can move the football and keep this game close. Do they pull off the upset? I don't think so. But I think this game is within 17 points. Look for Mississippi State to be within striking distance of Alabama early Saturday afternoon.
A game that a month ago looked really intriguing, all of a sudden doesn't, because we'll see Shea Patterson and Jake Hubenek under center for Ole Miss at Texas A&M. Maybe a glimpse into the future of the SEC West with the number one quarterback in the country making his first start tomorrow, but a really tough spot to have to go on the road to College Station. What do you think about the Rebs, which really need two out of their last three even to become bowl eligible?
Yeah, they dominated this game last year. I mean, I would much rather have Trevor Knight under center than Jake Hubenek. They're a one-dimensional team with him at the quarterback position. But this game, to me, still comes down to Texas A&M's defense. They're much better in the back end, led by Armani Watson-Evans, their safeties and corners, and they play very well on the outside. with Deshaun Hall and Miles Garrett. I look for them to put pressure and look for John Chavis to mix up coverages. And the one thing I think that when you look at Ole Miss's defense overall, you can run on them. They're giving up well over 225 rushing yards on the ground. I look for Keith Ford and Travion Williams to break out in this matchup. And I think that Texas A&M gets healthy over Ole Miss in College Station this coming weekend. I think they win this game by about 24 points.
Wow. That's that would be striking. Joe, I'm stunned by this, speaking of which. South Carolina at Florida, Kentucky at Tennessee. All four teams are still very much in the mix for the SEC East. What do you make of those two games?
It's intriguing because the one MO that when you look at this Florida-South Carolina game, I mean, how inspired is Will Muschamp to knock off the Gators in this matchup? From the football perspective, I think the Gators have a significant advantage from the defensive secondary with Quincy Wilson and Jalen Tabor going up against Bentley, who's a freshman quarterback. He's going on the road in the swamp, and Jim McElwain is an offensive mind that can exploit defensive inefficiencies by South Carolina. The one thing that Florida has to do to win this ballgame is they have to pound the football. South Carolina's defense is allowing well over 170 rushing yards on the ground, Matt. So I think they're going to have to run the football consistently. I think they can do it, too. I think Florida dominates this game. Just don't think Bentley can stretch the defense of Tabor and Wilson in this matchup. And I know Appleby has been inconsistent, but I think Florida has enough offense to win this ballgame by about 20 points on Saturday in the swamp.
And Kentucky, Tennessee, does Tennessee right the ship?
And people are expecting that, and they have dominated the series. The one thing I think when you look at Kentucky overall is they're coming off 186 rushing yard performance against Georgia, who's only allowing 118 rushing yards per game this year. That's a solid effort. They're going on the road to Knoxville, where Tennessee's defense is atrocious in run support. They're giving up well over 170 yards on the ground this year. I think that Kentucky pulls off the upset. I'm not sold on Butch Jones.
Wow.
I know that they might be in the driver's seat if Florida loses this ball game, but I'm calling for the upset. Kentucky knocks off the Volunteers on Saturday in Neyland Stadium. Just don't like Tennessee's defense overall. And I think Kentucky has more to play for, even though Tennessee might back into this game. I think the more inspired team, in my opinion, is Kentucky at this point in the season.
Joe called the upset a couple of weeks ago, South Carolina beating Tennessee, calling for the Vols to go down again. We previewed 11 games. Let's make it an even dozen. We'll get you out of here with this. You've already said you think Georgia upsets Auburn. Why?
Yeah, Georgia's dominated the series since 2011. They won four of the last five by 27 points per game. They won 20-13 last year. I think when you look at Georgia's defense overall, only giving up 118 rushing yards per game. And you look at their sacks this year, they have through nine games, 19 total sacks. But 13 of those, Matt, have come in the last four games of the year. To me, that means that the defensive players are understanding Kirby Smart's defensive scheme. And you look at Auburn last week with a lackluster 23-16 victory at home against Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt exploited some of the offensive inefficiencies of Auburn, and I expect Georgia to be up in this matchup. Jacob Eason's completed 56% of his passes, three touchdowns, no interceptions over the last three games. I like that recipe, and I look for Nick Chubb and Sony Michel to pound the rock against Auburn. I'm calling for the outright upset. I think it's high scoring, too. Georgia 34,
wow.
Auburn 27, between the hedges in Athens.
Check out his stuff, goforthe2.com, or follow him on Twitter, @ Go for the two, the numeral two. He's Joe Lisi. Always a pleasure, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Enjoy the weekend, Matt. Love the show. Anytime.